You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Talking about Stephen Kwan not moved at the trade deadline. 2 years of team control ahead. And he has said, I'd love to talk to him about an extension. What do we think about that? We'll get into it on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, get the latest from Browns training camp right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and features the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan on the YouTube channel now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
After what happened yesterday, with Kwan's name being mentioned in trade rumors like crazy, Andy, and they just got hotter all the way up until the deadline. I was watching MLB, the MLB Network, all afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, I was on ESPN in the afternoon.
And the way they kept talking, the closer to the deadline it became, the more they were talking Stephen Kwan, and they were really thinking Dodgers.
And that's interesting because ESPN wasn't really saying anything. And when I walked out the door yesterday here at 2 o'clock, You tell me what you thought when we left yesterday. I thought he wasn't going anywhere when we left. And if he did, it was going to be a very last second thing. Because if he wasn't gone by the end of our show yesterday, I felt like no one wanted to reach the bar that the Guardians wanted. And I doubled down on the whole notion and thought of where are we getting news and information from? And who's pushing the narrative? And I think it was the other teams that were pushing the narrative.
I kept waiting to see, who goes where? And teams that were in the market for a guy like Kwan ended up going elsewhere to try and pick up bats. And I thought, that one's fallen by the side. If you're looking for a big haul, that one's going, the Dodgers are the team sitting there. It's got to be the Dodgers. And then the Dodgers didn't jump. And that made me think the Guardians, as they're supposed to be at the trade deadline, taking phone calls and had their price tag. And if the Dodgers didn't hit it because they could use a left fielder, they didn't hit it. And I thought, that's good. What does it mean moving forward? You have 2 more years of arbitration with Stephen Kwan. And so you're going to have to pay him next year. That's fine. He's a terrific player. And I didn't want to see him moved because I don't think they have enough terrific players. This gives them one for next year. I would assume that when he told Ethan Sands at Cleveland.com, I'd love to talk negotiations with them and, long-term extension. I assumed he meant it. I'm assuming the Guardians would feel the same way. Now, would you try to sign him to an extension?
I would try. I don't know how much is in the pot and how long and how you're going to do that. Plus, I also think, Jeff, look at the long. We were talking about this for a second yesterday. Look at the long-term contracts that are on this team. How many guys are signed for beyond? How many guys are signed for the next 4 years?
There aren't
years?
Very many.
None. And so there is a possibility of an ownership change that's on the horizon. And I wonder how that might play into it. There's also a lockout or maybe a strike on the horizon. How much does that play into it? So if you're Kwan, I think you got to be pretty smart on the way you want to negotiate long-term. he's in a weird spot because of the game itself and because of the franchise and where they're going. He's still here, and maybe he does want to go home. I don't have a problem with that. He may love playing here. There's plenty of folks that love playing in Cleveland, but at the end of the day, if your home is on the West Coast and your family's on the West Coast.
He's from California.
And I mean, I'm not going to get mad at somebody that might want to go home. It's like that doesn't bother me.
If you were working in Kansas City, Andy, and you know you liked it in Kansas City, but Cleveland's your home, well, how do you? You can't argue with that. According to Baseball Reference, and there are a bunch of different sites you can find stuff like this on, guys under contract for next year. Now, this doesn't mean guys who are still under team control with arbitration eligible, but under contract for next year. Jose Ramirez, Tanner Bibee, Emmanuel Clase, Trevor Stephan, who's working his way back from arm injury, and he's under contract for next year. And that's it. That's it. You have other guys who are under team control, and a lot of those guys, Andy, but contracts, that's it. Longest contract on the books right now, it's Tanner Bibee. And Tanner's contract runs through 2028 with an option, team option for 2029. And it's a big option because his salary jumps from 10.4 in 2028 to 21 million in 2029. And along with Bibee being under contract for 2028, Jose Ramirez, and that's it. You have two guys under contract for the next 3 years. Guys under contract through 2027, so it's just for the next season and the one after that, there are only two guys. And it's still just Bibee and Ramirez, and you have a team option on Clase, you have a team option on Trevor Stephan. So the books are wide open. Wide open.
So what does that mean, though?
I would definitely try and sign Stephen Kwan. And the reason why is this.
Okay.
He's a very good defensive outfielder. I personally don't like a leadoff hitter, a non-power hitter, playing one of my corner spots in the outfield if I can avoid it. That's one of the reasons that I've talked about maybe Kwan in center field. Other folks have said Rick Banning told us. And yeah. if Rick knows better than I do. Rick said he's better suited in left field, leave him there. Okay. I'm good with that. To me, that means then you better get somebody in center field who can hit the ball and hit it a ton. And not just be another Stephen Kwan type of player in center field. You know, I get me a 20 home run guy to play center field. Could that guy be Martinez? Maybe. Yeah, maybe he could. Could it be DeLotter if he stays healthy? I can't imagine them putting DeLotter in center field based on all of his leg injuries and all of his other issues. I would put him in right where he doesn't have to cover as much ground. That means you got to find somebody in center who can give you a little bit of pop.
All right, I'll buy it. I'd like to see him be on this team for a long time.
Me too.
I think the ultimate story, though, I think over the last 24 hours is by keeping Kwan, what does that say to the fan base? That's really what I think this is all about. And did the fan base make a difference in this? Because there was borderline, Jeff, I can't remember the last time, like with Lindor, people were upset, they were mad, why are they doing this? But I think they kind of understood it because they know what Lindor is right now and what he was going to be and what he meant to the franchise at that point. But Lindor was gigantic superstar. I think you and I can both agree, Kwan is not at the level of gigantic superstar. He is
He's a fan favorite.
Yeah,
good,
that's right.
Good Major League Baseball player.
Because of the way he plays the game, he gives you an opportunity to get on base every time he steps in that box. He hustles every time. He's outstanding with the glove. You know, does every baseball fan in America know who he is? Probably not. Maybe more know him today than knew him yesterday. But he's also a guy that was under contract, a friendly contract for the team that they know that they can negotiate with for the next two seasons. And then when he gets to the end, then we kind of understand where this is going because we've been feeling that since the 90s. Hey, once these guys reach that next level of stardom, they can't stay here unless they want to be Jose Ramirez. And now Jose Ramirez is in line to get the next statue after Superman because of what he did here in downtown Cleveland. So the thing about it is, if you trade him yesterday, I can't tell you the number of fans that reached out to me and said to me, I'm done if they get rid of Kwan.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
And of course, I know they would be back in 15 minutes. They're probably the same fans that came back to me and said, I'm never coming back if they change the name of this team, and they change the name. And then you end up coming back when you make it to the ALCS. You're like, okay, I guess it wasn't that bad. I know they would be back. But the reasoning and the rationale for being unbelievably upset with the organization if they would have traded Kwan was much more logical than anything else I had ever heard before on any other player that wasn't a superstar.
Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, Andy, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing? So
good.
I couldn't wait to call you guys back this morning because I was sitting at home and I was frantically watching, hoping they weren't going to do what everybody else thought they were going to do. So I was thankful for that. But the big thing about Kwan and why I think it's such a big deal for us as fans is for once they might have actually listened to us a little bit. And I look at it from a perspective like Jose, great, we've had him for a long time. We don't ever get to like build relationships with players, it seems like, you know, where we get to have them for a while, see them progress, develop, all of those things. Kwan's hitting as a career 285 leadoff hitter. You don't change that. You keep that and you build on that. Kenny hit 299 as a career leadoff hitter. All we need him to do is get on base. I know we talk about center field and left field. Yeah, we want our corner outfielders to hit, you know, 20, 25 home runs plus. That would be great. But you don't change that. They saved all that money trading away Naylor, which we talked about yesterday. Guys like
No, they didn't. They signed Santana for more.
Well, no, I know, which is baffling because we talked about Naylor having 60 RBIs and hitting like 290 right now, which is frustrating. Yeah, we'd love to have that in our lineup. But the biggest thing for me, guys, going forward is we got to sign him, you know, and it could be a deal somewhat similar to what we gave Jimenez. I don't know if he'd be willing to take around 20, you know, 18 to 20 a year, but for his skill set, that's the type of deal we need to be looking at. 4 or 5 years, 18 to 20, 22 million at most. But I'm willing to pay him because he even said he wants to be here. He's a personification of guard's ball, which is this small ball, hard 90s thing. And if we traded that away, what does that say about what we're trying to build here? Right?
Jeff, thank you very much. I think the dollars that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jeff threw out there are a little too high. I don't think the Guardians would do that. I don't know if they should do that. One thing that Jeff said, the front office listened to the fans. No, it didn't. What they listened to was market value for Stephen Kwan and where he fits in this organization. It's a cliche. It's true. An old slogan, saying, whatever. The minute that management starts listening to the fans, they soon become a fan. You can't listen to the fans. That, as much as we would all like to think, yeah, you know, we love that guy. He's a fan favorite. They can't let him. They wouldn't trade him because he's a fan favorite. No, they trade him in a heartbeat.
Jeff, the front office shouldn't, but should ownership listen to the fans?
No, the ownership needs to listen to the front office. The idea is to build a better team. And they decided that whatever it was, if they were getting offers on Kwan, weren't good enough to make them a better team. Good. That's good. I'm glad. I like Steven. And they don't have anybody else on offense. They have Jose Ramirez and Steven Kwan. And then you keep your fingers crossed. I think Manzardo is approaching that level where it's like, yep, good. We have a guy done. That works. Every other spot, you're still looking for offense. So I that's why I thought it would take a lot. But truly, my own thought, truly, they're not listening to the fans. They're listening to other teams. They're looking at their budget. They're looking at their lineup. They're trying to figure out what works. Because if you listen to the fan, all of a sudden you're a fan. You're not employed anymore.
I agree. You're sitting with them.
Yeah. You just can't do that. So I hope they can come to some type of an agreement. I would assume maybe 3 or 4 year deal. And I say that because he has 2 more years where he's arbitration eligible. That means under team control. So if you can buy up those ARB years, Andy, and then give him a little bonus on the end, even a 3 year deal, fine. Then reevaluate.
I would say get it done, but I just don't see it right now. And I do think that Kwan somewhere down
off-season,
the road.
Off season, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't think it would happen in season, especially since no the trade deadline
to.
Came.
You know what would be great is if they made the playoffs, and when the playoffs start, right before the playoffs start, that'd be a great time to announce a new contract, right? Wouldn't that be a great time to announce a new contract? I mean, that's fantasy land, though, because
Chris Antonetti has said that they're not opposed to talking in season. Usually doesn't happen that way, but not opposed to it. So stay tuned and we'll see about that. Zach Meisel from The Athletic is going to join us coming up at noon. We'll get his thoughts on things with the Guardians and others, because boy, did things got a little messy around Major League Baseball. And one team in our division that folks have really liked a lot in the past made some moves that were kind of stunning, and it shakes up things in the wild card. Along with a team that the Guardians are trying to catch.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.